Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
A proclamation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night, and he said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." And Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you are born again, you will not see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said, "How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and then be born?" And Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you are born of water and the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I wanted to tell you a story about this nun who was dressed in full habit, and she was driving to work hospice. She was ministering with the sick and the dying at a hospital. And as she was driving there, her car ran out of gas. And so what she did is she remembered that she had about an eighth of a mile back. She had just passed the gas station. So she went back there and said, "Hey, do you have any gas?" He says, "Yes, sister, we have plenty of gas. Only problem is we just sold our last container, but we don't have anything to put it in." She thought for a moment. She said, "Oh, wait a minute." She goes back to her car and she props her trunk and she pulls out a bedpan and she brings it over to the gas station. And sure enough, they fill it full of gas and she went back to the car. Now here's this nun in full habit pouring the contents of the bedpan into the car. And two men just happen to be standing there and they see this nun in full habit pouring the contents of the bedpan into the car. One man looks at the other and he goes, "If that car starts, I'm becoming Catholic." Well, the reason why I tell you that story is because I want to start your engines. I want you to become fully Catholic for those of you who are Catholic, and for the rest of you, I want you to be the full disciples of Christ. You see on my stole here a dove. And dove is one of the symbols of the Holy Spirit. And those of you who know me know that I love to preach about the Holy Spirit, teach about the Holy Spirit. I write about the Holy Spirit. In fact, my second book is called Glorious Holy Spirit. I hope you'll pick that up and read it. It's over 200 pages about the Holy Spirit. I've had many TV programs about the Holy Spirit. And now on my website, you can get a booklet called Experience Rebirth. And I want everybody to get that. That's free of charge. You can get it on my website. Just go to my website, fathercedric.org. Click on the Experience Rebirth booklet. You can print it out if you want. There's a high school in New Orleans that has given that booklet to all the young people. That's like 800 young men are reading that booklet. People everywhere are reading it, experiencing rebirth, and enjoying it. I want to help you to be born again. I want to help you to experience rebirth. And I love teaching about the Holy Spirit. I want to start your engines, if it were. And I want to talk about the fact that in the Catholic Catechism, it says that we are reborn through water baptism. So sacramentally, we are born again when we were baptized. But some of you haven't been baptized. And I want to tell you that even if you've been baptized, you still need to experience rebirth. See, people have a sacramental rebirth through baptism, but you have to also have an experiential rebirth through the power of the Holy Spirit. And you can have that whether you go to church or not, because the Spirit of God lives within you. And rebirth can be very dramatic, or it can be very subtle. You can have the fire and the flame and the power of the Holy Spirit touch you in an experiential way, and I'll talk about a few of those in a moment. It can be very subtle. There can be a new peace, There can be a sense that God is with you. There can be a silence that you know that something's going on in your heart. However it happens to you, I want you to be reborn and born again. I do want to make the distinction between an experience and just saying a prayer. Some people teach that if you say this prayer of surrender, this prayer of dedication to Jesus, you'll be born again. Well, it can happen during that prayer, but that's not all that it is. Not the being born again or having a rebirth that Jesus taught. He taught about an actual experience of the Holy Spirit, a change within, a new manifestation of God, not just praying a prayer. But again, I do want to say that sometimes a prayer of surrender, and I use that prayer of surrender quite often, it can be a catalyst toward rebirth, but that's not what being born again is. Being born again is having a relationship with the Holy Spirit and manifesting change in your life. Some of you know about the charismatic renewal. And the charismatic renewal happened in the Catholic Church, started about the late 60s. And I wanted to share with you what some people call the beginning of the charismatic renewal in the Catholic Church. Now, I'm talking about the charismatic renewal, but that doesn't mean that you have to be a charismatic to be born again. The charismatic renewal is one manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And it simply means, charismatic means gifts. It comes from the word, the Greek word charisma, or gifts. And many of you know the story. It happened back in 1967 to a young student at Duquesne and her classmates. Her name was Patty Gallagher Mansfield. And they were having a retreat at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh. And let me just read this from the book. She said, "That night, we had scheduled a party, but nobody seemed ready or in the mood to party for light talking or dancing. So I wandered up to the chapel, and without really knowing why, but as soon as I knelt down, I began to tremble. Suddenly, I didn't want to leave. Now, I remember reasoning with myself that Christ is in other people, and shouldn't I go down there and talk to everybody and instead of spending my whole life in a chapel? There were three other students with me when all of a sudden I became filled with the Holy Spirit and realized that God is real. I started laughing and crying at the same time. Not only did I know that God was real, but I knew that He loved me personally. And this love that He has is almost foolish because we're so unworthy, and yet He continues to freely love us by His grace. And I wanted to share this wonderful knowledge and joy with the others, but they seemed so detached. For a moment, I thought that it might just be a beautiful dream. The next thing I knew, I was prostrate before the altar and filled with the peace of Christ." Since that retreat at Duquesne, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, that God is real, the laughter, the tongues, the power, the grace, the fire, has spread to millions upon millions in the Catholic Church and in other denominations. And it's been a very beautiful manifestation of God. Now, again, I don't want you to think that being filled with the Holy Spirit that just has to do with the charismatic renewal. That's one manifestation of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is for everybody, and being born again is for everybody. Jesus, as you saw, Jesus was telling a religious Pharisee who had quite a pedigree and quite a religious background that he had to be born again, that he had to come to rebirth. So he had religion, he just needed a real personal relationship with God. So everybody's got to be born again, priests, religious, lay people. Jesus said, unless you're born again, you're not going to enter into the kingdom of God. In fact, the kingdom of God starts for you when you are born again, when you have a real personal relationship with God. I remember I was preaching in New Orleans in Slidell. Slidell is up in the north side of New Orleans, up on Lake Pontchartrain there, on the north side of Lake Pontchartrain. And I was giving a mission there, a retreat, and after I had preached, I went back to my book table. You know, I've written, at the time I'm taping this, I've written 14 books, produced many DVDs and TV programs and CDs. And I went back to the table, and there's this young girl, And she's looking at my book for young people called God's Not Boring. I used to be a youth minister, and I wrote a book for teenagers called God's Not Boring because, you know, at least when I was a teenager, and I've heard this from other teenagers, it seems like Mass can be boring, so they think God's boring. Well, what I want to proclaim to everybody is that, no, God's not boring. God's passionate. And the source of passion is the Holy Spirit, the source of life, the source of energy, the source of dreams and visions, the source of potential is the Holy Spirit. So I was at the book table there, and here's this young girl came up to the book table, and she was already there, as a matter of fact, and she was reading my book for young people. And I said, young lady, what's your name? And she said, Rebecca. I said, Rebecca, how old are you? What grade are you in? She said, well, I'm in eighth grade. And I said, I just got to tell you, I am so impressed that an eighth grader has been coming out to this mission night after night. And now here you are reading my books. And I thought, this is beautiful. I always say that there's nothing more beautiful than a young person who loves God. So I said, Rebecca, did something happen to you that you're coming to this retreat and that you're reading these books? And she said, well, yes, Father, something did. About 4 weeks ago, we went on our eighth grade retreat. And we all went into the chapel, the Blessed Sacrament Chapel. And she said, usually I struggle when I try to pray. I get distracted and I have trouble focusing, but not this time. And it happened to a couple of other of my classmates. We went in there, and for the first time I heard deep in my heart, Rebecca, I love you. Rebecca, I forgive you. And she said, that wasn't my voice. It was my voice, but it wasn't me. And ever since that time, she said, I can't get enough of prayer, and I can't get enough of God. I have this new hunger. That's why I've been coming to your retreat and reading your books, because I want to know God more fully. And she said, not only that, I'm giving a talk on prayer to the whole school because we're graduating very soon, and I want to make sure that they know that God is true and real. So really, to me, and not only to me, Rebecca had been born again. She experienced really a new consciousness of God, a new awakening toward God, a new perception of God. And that's exactly what being born again is. In the nitty-gritty, it has to do with you and God. And as Patty Mansfield said, God became real to me. And that's the difference. Instead of God being, I hope there's a God, or maybe there's a God, or there could be a God, or I believe in God, God becomes real to you. And the only way that that happens is by experiencing a rebirth. And I go like this, because Jesus taught that the Spirit comes from within you. So in other words, if you've heard my teaching before, you already have the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God already lives within you. You just have to experience this release from within and this rebirth from within. That's what happened to me when I was 19 years old. I had fallen away from the church for many years, wasn't going. And I was a freshman in college. And what happened to me is that you know, I had a breakup with a girl and was going through some emptiness and waking up in the morning and not feeling satisfied and sensing that there was an emptiness deep within me. Billy Graham calls this cosmic loneliness that everybody has for God. St. Augustine said it years ago, our hearts are restless until we rest in God. So I felt this within and I didn't know what it was, but I decided to start praying and I started seeking God in the scriptures and looking for God in my life and wondering if God was really true. Then one night I had this experience, and it took months. You know, usually you have to stay at this. You have to be disciplined, and you have to, things just don't happen, you know, because you pray once. And then suddenly one night, and notice the commonality in all these three stories between Patty Mansfield and Rebecca, myself, there was a sudden moment of an outpouring, of a release, of a grace. Remember, if you read the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, suddenly they were gathered in one place and suddenly this wind came and this sound from the sky and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. So in other words, what I'm saying is you can go day after day and not feel anything. Nothing seems to be happening. And then suddenly your whole life can change. Now, I've given you some dramatic experiences, and what I want to share with you, of course, is that I had this upwelling of the Spirit, this glorious Holy Spirit, this sensation of love and peace, and it's like liquid love all flowing through you. It made me cry, and you know, you cry when you're a baby and you're born, you cry when you're born again. Now, these are dramatic experiences, but not everybody has the dramatic. For example, I tell my mother about this, and she goes, well, why doesn't that happen to me? You know, I'm your mother and everything, and I'm a believer, and many of you have been believers and going to church for many years, and you haven't experienced this dramatic outpouring. Well, I don't know. Jesus said it's like the wind. You know, nobody knows where it comes from or where it's going, but you hear the sound of it. So in other words, there's a mystery to being born again, but I do want to say that just because you don't have a dramatic experience doesn't mean that you can't be born again or sense being born again. It can come very subtly, as I said. But there are manifestations of the Spirit that are unmistakable. Remember what Jesus said about the wind? You don't know where it comes from or where it's going, but you hear the sound of it. You can feel the breeze. In other words, what Jesus said is, by your fruit, by their fruit, you will know them. So how do you tell if a person's been born again? Because they change. Their motivations change. Their will changes. Their prayer life changes. Their morals change. Their passion changes. And that's some of what I wanted to share with you. I want to tell you about a few words. The Spirit of God is the source of passion. You can't muster up passion and enthusiasm and awe. When the Spirit comes, it's like being plugged in. Let me share some words. The Acts of the Apostles says that your young men will dream dreams and your old will see visions. So with the Spirit comes dreams. You know, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to become? What potential do you have? So there's dreams and there's visions. Maybe things that you never thought of before that you would ever do, you begin to think about. For example, I never wanted to preach. I never thought about preaching. I was never even an altar boy. Then all of a sudden, when the Spirit comes to me, when you're born again, you start to have these new desires and these new drive, this new motivation, this new ambition toward helping people, not being selfish, but being selfless. See, that's the wind, the effects of the wind. You begin to feel on you a new drive to change morally. Your morals change. You become committed and faithful. You have integrity. You just begin to want new things. Your will changes. You begin to come into accordance and an alignment with God's will. This is explained in my booklet, Experience Rebirth, but I want to continue more. Think about some of these words. Creativity. Oh, I didn't think I was a creative person. I mean, I was more in terms of sports and, you know, mathematics and what guys do and, you know, that whole thing. I've discovered that I have a whole side of me that is very creative. You know, the preaching and the writing and the producing, and I never had any of that before. I've been born again. And then dreams and determination. I love that word. You know, I was never all that determined to do things. That comes with being born again. Wisdom. You learn from your mistakes. You do today what you're going to be happy with tomorrow. That's a great definition of wisdom. Desire, ambition. I was never all that ambitious. The only thing I ever wanted was a lot of money. That's why I studied business in college, because I wanted to be happy. You see that I'm wearing red here, this red stole. This new fire came over me, this new energy, this new drive, this new ambition, and that was the Holy Spirit. And that's one of the signs that you can tell that you're born again, because you have this new exuberance, if you will, this new passion. And passion is of the Holy Spirit. Some other words really quickly. I developed purpose and goals. I had to face my fears and be stretched. I risked where I never would have before. I never would have faced my fears before. It's the Spirit that does all this. I became a person that took initiative, that wanted to accomplish in my life. I had momentum, and I worked, and effort, and success, and all this comes from the Holy Spirit. You see, I really don't think that there's such a thing as the prosperity gospel, but rather what happens is the Spirit works in you you have discipline, you work, you give effort, you give energy, and then success comes with God's blessing. Prosperity comes with God's blessing as you do the work, as you obey God's will, as you are led by the Holy Spirit. And really, that's what I want to talk to you about, being led by the Holy Spirit, being moved by the Holy Spirit. You see, it's not having the Holy Spirit that makes you a child of God, because everybody has the Holy Spirit, but it's coming into a relationship with the Holy Spirit and then allowing the Spirit to move you, allowing the Spirit to guide you, to propel you, if you will. If you look, it says in the Gospel of Mark that Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the desert. And the Spirit will drive you in your life. I remember my whole journey. I never really had a propensity to be a priest or never sensed any of that growing up. Well, when I was born again, the Spirit took control and these new desires came in, these new ambitions, a new discipline. I joined a community. It was the Passionists. And I never really liked the military, you know, militaristic type things, structure, horarium, all that type stuff. Now I live with that. A new discipline, a new enthusiasm has come over me for that. So for many years, after I was ordained a priest, I faced my fears and, you know, faced judgment of other people, which I never would have done, I think, without the Spirit. Because as Peter told the Sanhedrin, we have to obey God, not people. And he had this holy boldness, if you will. And that's something that the apostles had and something I received with the Holy Spirit. So I began preaching missions as a priest and trying to be led by the Spirit about what to preach. I always, part and parcel of my missions, my retreats, is this whole truth about having a personal relationship with God, being filled with the Holy Spirit, knowing who you are in Christ, becoming all that you can be, realizing your potential, living with passion. And I have that beautiful saying that I love, who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God. And I started to become, you know, I was a mission preacher, traveled the United States and Canada, went to all these different places, but for pretty much, you know, many years, I pretty much preached the same thing. And then I felt the Spirit leading me and guiding me to risk. And I was stretched into new material. I was stretched into preaching new things. I was stretched into doing material and things that I've never done before. And then eventually, I started getting into writing books and eventually TV. But I have to tell you, I struggled the whole time because I've heard this said before, the number one enemy of a believer is their emotions. See, my emotions was saying, no, I don't want to face my fears. Or no, I don't want to try new things. Or no, I don't want to go there. It's too hard. And when the Spirit comes, the Spirit drives you, leads you, guides you, helps you, empowers you to do new things. So I started trying new things and doing new things. And eventually I began to write books. That was hard to do. My emotions fought me the whole way. See, I had a lot of, I wanted all these dreams and visions to come true. And I heard one preacher one time say, people have a lot of wishbone, but few have backbone. And that backbone is the Holy Spirit. And so what you got to do is you got to live with discipline and you know, that energy, that enthusiasm, that passion in every area of your life. For example, when it came to food, you know, it's so easy. One time I've been a chaplain on a cruise ship. One time I was a chaplain on a cruise ship. And I'm walking by all those buffets and everything, and I had just eaten dinner, and there's these chocolate buffets. And your emotions are like, yeah, 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 I want everything. And the Holy Spirit's saying, Cedric, go to bed. So, you know, you have to live with discipline and not just let your emotions rule you. And then when it comes to exercise or getting up in the morning or prayer or cleaning house or whatever it is, it's the Spirit that leads and guides. There's a whole new fire. So Jesus said that those who are born again are like, it's like the wind. Nobody knows where it comes from or where it goes, but you feel the effects. Paul the Apostle said, you know, everybody wants to speak in tongues and miracles and have all these different things, but more than anything else, it's love. So, folks, I want you to know God in a personal way. Those of you who feel empty, I want you to have a personal relationship with God. Call upon the Spirit of God. Don't give up. Be determined, be disciplined, and I believe that God will touch your life in a beautiful way. And you will make a difference. You will be led by the Holy Spirit, and as the apostles did, turn the world upside down.
We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God, and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. Please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live. Live with passion.